SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Well, speaking of Mother's Day, special po ang ating umaga dahil isang ina na nagsusuot ng maraming hats. Nako, maraming papel sa buhay ang ating makakasama sa ating programa upang ibahagi ang kanyang buhay. Syempre, para sa ating mga tagapakinig. So, i-mention natin, Dan, ang dami-dami niyang sinusuot na mga hats. No? Isa siyang registered nurse, certified life coach, motivational speaker, professional master of ceremonies, at syempre yung kanyang mission sa buhay ay ang i-empower at i-uplift ang lahat. Kaya wag na nating patagalin pa. Ang dami natin pag-uusapan ngayong umaga. I-welcome natin dito sa SBS Studio ang nag-iisang si Lee Montajes of Motivational Lee. Welcome, Lee!
Hello!
Hi.
Magandang umaga. Gising na ako. Half awake. Magandang umaga, Dan. And it's nice
magandang
to meet you as well.
Ayan. Yeah, thank
nice
you.
It's, finally.
Yes, finally. Si Lee ay mula din po sa aking pinagmulan sa Davao City. Pero matagal na siyang umalis sa Davao kasi naniraan na siya sa UK at ngayon nga po dito sa Australia. Pero alamin natin, ito muna, anong kwento, Lee? Bakit ka ba napunta dito sa Australia? At ano ba yung transition for you and your family?
Nako, ang ganda ng tanong mo. Ha? It's why did I come to Australia? Nung time na yon, there was a bit of like I don't know if you've heard the credit crunch nung unang panahon. Lahat ng mga big countries talaga na apektuhan when it comes to that. Mm-hmm. And at that time, because I work in the operating theater, critical care and all that. Mm-hmm. Maraming sa NHS, National Health Services sa United Kingdom, may mga nagsasarang mga ward, special areas. So, nade-deploy yung iba. So, parang sa akin, teka, saan kaya pwedeng pumunta?
Mm-mm.
Nung una talaga, when I was in the Philippines many, many, many years ago, di ba tayo lagi tayong American Dream?
Yes.
Oh. Ang tagal nung ano talaga ng
processing
reasons sa Philippines pa. And nung nasa UK na ako at ito nga nangyari na, what shall I do? Shall I, go to America na lang?
Mm-mm.
So I have to take the NCLEX again and all those things. So nagawa ko siya.
Mm-mm.
Pero sabi ko, mag-Canada na kaya ako? Kasi marami namang options no?
Yes.
Pero talagang siguro God has really a great plan for me and my family at that time na why not detour to Australia? Wala akong kamag-anak sa Australia. Ang hirap nun. Diba? So it was really, because of that reason, kaya ako napunta sa ibang bansa like here. Parang just for me to, ano bang tawag niyan? Para mag-respite care lang. Kasi once ma-okay na ang mundo, babalik ako na United Kingdom. That was the original plan. Pero talaga siguro nung napunta ako ng Australia na walang kamag-anak, ang hirap pa. Kasi it was both exciting and daunting.
Mm-mm.
Exciting kasi, wow, it's gonna be a new culture, a new country, parang panibagong, learning and growing, diba? At the same time, wala kami kamag-anak, saka matutulog. Grabe yon.
And may dalawang anak ka na noon.
Yes, I had two kids. So wala kaming matitirhan at that time. Talagang suntok sa buwan yon. Risk taker kasi ako and action taker. So, kung hindi ko to gagawin, hindi pwedeng lilingon ako in the future na what if, di ba?
Yes.
So, nangyari na nga, may nakilala ako sa Yahoo groups pa dati, yung mga Yahoo chat. Napunta kami ng Adelaide. So, anyways, to cut it short, parang sabi ko, tama ba itong ginagawa namin? Pumunta kami na wala kayong matutulugan and everything. Pero God is so good. Fast forward, may mga nakilala kami, like mga British community sa Adelaide, may mga fellow as well na na-meet namin. And they were really very helpful with our transition. At syempre, my family was really worried about it na, kaya mo kaya to? Sabi ko, kung di namin kakayanin to, di namin alam kung what would be the outcome, di ba?
Correct.
It's parang pagkain niya, kung di ko tinikman, hindi ko malalaman kung masarap o maalat. Diba?
Kailangan mong subukan.
Yes. So that was the story about why did we actually come here. There was no other plans but just to have a respite care.
Mm-hmm.
But then God has a great plan. Ang dami palang opportunities dito. You can, sa totoo lang, whenever I talk about this, I can talk all day about this, you know, kailang isang oras ang tayo. Yeah. But I've realized na kahit na ipilitin mo, even if you push yourself to go to America, you've already done your part, go to Canada, you've done your part, nagtake ako na exam and everything, bakit ang tagal? Kaya pala, because he's preparing you to for be in the right place, for the right reason, at the right time. Diba? May mga doubts talaga yan. May mga doubts yan. But, kailangan ko maging brave for my family kasi syempre sisisihin ako. Pati nagpunta dito, wala man lang tayo matutulugan. Na-try namin matulog lang sa sahig with, kasi I work in the operating theater. A good thing lang, I had work already kasi na-sponsor kami. Kasi Commonwealth, diba? UK and here. So, nahigaan namin yung drape ng aming mga operations pag nagde-drape kami ng pasyente. Pero it's a clean one, ha? Yung mga hindi nagagamit. Yung muna, kasi nagsisimula pa lang kami. Mga 1 week pa lang, wala kami sa sakyan. Ang init-init sa Adelaide, it was like 47 degrees. My goodness.
Oh, summer.
Tama ba itong ginawa namin? Ang lamig-lamig sa UK. Napunta kami sa sobrang init. Tapos ang lupa, pula or brown.
Yeah.
Sabi ng asawa ko, sigurado ka ba? Ako, andito na tayo, let's go for it, diba? Kasi may work naman everything. Pero talagang ang ganda nung ginawa ni Lord talaga yung transition na ganun. Kasi ang daming syempre mga ano na mga family sa UK, kasi we have a big family in the UK. No, tingnan mo, sinisisi talaga ako, ganyan. Wala kayong magandang ano dyan, tirahan, wala kayong ganyan. But you know what, sabi ko, give us time to settle. Kasi settling is not an overnight success.
Exactly.
Eh. Naglalakad kami yung init-init ano, with a pram. Tapos sabi ng anak ko, are we poor? Yung mga ganun kasi, nagharap kami saan kami bibili ng pagkain. We don't know the place. We don't have friends there. Diba? Kasi kakalapag lang namin. But sabi ko, pakapalan na mukha lang yan. You need to ask lang.
Oh.
When you're settling, just ask, diba? Mag-trust na lang tayo. And of course, with the people, like I would like to thank the British Committee in Adelaide at saka yung Filipinos na na-meet namin sa Adelaide. They've been very helpful kasi on the third month, na gusto na namin bumalik ng UK, nagbubuk na kaming pabalik ng UK sa init
so,
talaga.
So 3 months kayo sa Adelaide, tapos plano nyo nang bumalik?
At that time, 3 months pa lang kami. We wanted to go back to the UK kasi like parang na-feel ko parang hindi ko kakayan yung init talaga. Iba yung init eh. Talaga yung madidrain ka. Tapos yun nga, parang hindi ka 3 months eh. And then we found new friends na give yourself another 3 months. Give it 6 months. Eh, ang ganda ng winter. Hindi siya snowy. Ang sarap. Basta, ang ganda lahat. Parang sabi ni Lord, sige, magtiis muna kayo kasi I'm trying to, you know, put you at the right place at the right time.
Sandali,
so, patience talaga.
Oh, patience talaga. Sinabi mo natulog kayo sa sahig.
Yes.
Yung family mo, yung mga kids
kami,
mo.
Yung mga anak ko. Kaya sabi ko, are we poor? Kasi yung drape lang talaga, yung pang-drape ng pasyente pag mag-o-opera na kami. Kasi,
so, dinala mo yun sa bahay para lang meron kayong mahigaan.
At nung time na yun, nakailang lipat kami ng matitirahan at that time. Kaya nga sabi nila, ay nako, yung decision mo talaga. But now, looking back, sabi nila, you did a good job kasi you were able to shape your family to be resilient. Diba?
Wow.
Na parang hindi lahat paglipat,
perfect
bed of roses agad, may kapamilya, may ganito. Nag-start talaga kami from negative zero. And the money itself, kailangan namin magtipid kasi I only have enough money kasi naggaling ako sa maternity leave noong time na yun na ang tagal ko nag-maternity leave. Tapos, syempre, ipon. Tsaka yung transition ng mga gamit.
Exactly.
Diba? Gagastos ka and everything. So, we have to be very practical. And I don't want to ask help from other families as well kasi ginusto namin to eh. So, panindigan ko na, diba? And good thing, after a month, may sweldo na ako. I was able to buy pakonti-konting ano. And isa pa yung kaibigan naming British doon sa Adelaide, si Craig and the wife as well gave us cutleries and everything para makapag-start lang kami. Ang ganda talaga kasi parang we start from literally humble beginning. Na parang hindi kami nagreklamo na ito lang yun eh. Diba?
Yep.
Wala kaming upuan, everything. Nagsimula kami sa maliit na TV yung pinulot lang namin sa mga mayayamang lugar. Oo, hindi ako nahiya nun. Yung TV namin, black and white na maliit. Sabi ng anak ko, our TV daw, TV namin sa UK malaki. Bakit dito malaki ko? Okay lang. Pero alam nyo, ngayon, looking back with my kids, when they realize that, it's good, mom, that we try that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, nasa mayamang country sila, alangan mang mayaman na lang lagi, yung parang splurge lagi. They know how it feels to be down there.
Exactly. Ang galing. Ang ganda. Ang ganda ng kwento mo.
Kaya nga eh.
Marami pa yan. Diyos ko, mga wali natin pag-uusapan to. Pero ang ganda talaga. Sa mga susunod, when I have live events, you come.
Mm-hmm. And sa dami ng milestone, no, kakibat niyan yung being a mom.
Yes,
diba? Kasi
yes,
iba-ibang bansa. But how did, you know, becoming a mother change your perspective, you know, on life? Especially in a new country or different countries, eh? UK, Australia.
Mm-mm. Actually, I'm grateful na naging nurse ako kasi being a nurse, we've been taught the skills of being resilient, diba?
Mm-mm.
Not just being empathetic, but also the resilience. At saka personality ko rin yun eh, dahil naturoan din ako ng mga magulang ko na hindi lahat overnight success and everything. You must really start from zero. Huwag kang mag-inerte, diba? Mm-hmm. Nakakalapag mo lang sa ibang bansa, gusto mo agad maraming tumulong sa'yo and everything, para kang prima donna and everything. Start from scratch so that you can be a testimony of courage, a testimony of, you know, being brave and being resilient at the same time. Mm-hmm. So, being a mother, you know, pinakita ko, hindi lang sa pamilya ko, sa mga anak ko, but to the other mothers as well na no matter what happens, whether you're in your highs and lows, just be grateful.
Mm-mm.
Not just being brave, but be grateful kung ano yung nangyayari on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-mm.
Huwag mo sisihin ang sarili, huwag mo sisihin ang mga tao sa paligid mo. Decision mo yan eh. You're accountable for all your decisions, mm-hmm. diba? And with my decisions, coming to Australia na wala namang plano na mag-stay dito for longer. But for me, maganda talaga kung meron kang goal.
Mm.
Kahit wala pa yung mga plans mo na A to Z, may goal ka. Kaya nga ako coach, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Kasi we have to start from goal and you need to capture your why, your whys.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi no matter what happens, meron kang ang goals and your why, maraming mga challenges yan.
In between.
You need to be aware of what are the challenges. Alam ko na yan bago ako lumipat from the UK na settling is not easy wherever you may be. Kahit pa may pamilya ka at kakilala ka na.
Mm-mm.
You really need to start from scratch.
Mm-mm.
And for me, may mga goals na ako. Kung ito yung mangyayari, this is what I'm going to do. What are the strategies
Mm-mm.
that I need to do? Mm-hmm. It could be time, it could be whatever, community, marami yan eh. So all you need to do is just be, ano lang eh, di ba ako mahilig ako mag-research eh. So, mm-hmm. Well, hindi mo na kailangan mag you don't need to disturb other people na oy parang you don't I don't want people to see me na inoobliga ko kayo.
Mm-hmm.
Kakalipat ko lang ha.
Mama.
Mga Filipino kayo, kailangan tulungan niyo ako.
Uh-oh.
I wasn't like that.
Uh-oh.
Dinusto ko tong lumipat. I need to start from scratch so that one day I can be an inspiration to other people how you have settled in a new country with a new culture.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of my mga public speaking ko rin na ginagawa ko. Kasi may mga nakikilala ako at namimita ko ibang Filipino na they always think na pag lumipat ako ng ibang bansa, I expect that Filipinos will help me.
Mm-hmm.
At pag hindi ako tinulungan, masamang tao sila.
Oo.
That's
a wrong mindset.
Wrong mindset talaga.
Oh. Ito naman, we're talking about culturally.
Mm-hmm.
Ano naman yung mga values that you tried to instill sa mga anak mo, especially mm-hmm. being part of two cultures na, no?
Yes.
Filipino, Australian, and kasali pa yung culture sa UK.
Mm-hmm. Correct, correct, correct. Magandang tanong yan kasi it has been asked many times as well during my pag nag-motivational speaker ako. I look at respect and gratitude kasi, and being empowered all the time kasi you are respect in both culture. Diba? And when I try kasi natuto ako talaga maging hands-on mom. Sanay tayo sa Pilipinas may katulong, mayaya. Sanay ako niya noon. But nung ako na nagkaanak ako, dalawa pa magkasunod. Sabi ng nanay ko, okay ka lang ba? But it has taught me talaga to start from zero. Being hands-on. And with that, I taught my kids in 50% kung ano yung maganda sa Filipino culture.
Mm-mm.
At 50% ano maganda sa British.
Mm-hmm.
And Australian, nandito na sila, Australian mm-hmm. culture. Yung Western culture.
Uh-oh.
You know? And the common denominator is respect and gratitude.
Mm-mm.
And mm-hmm. you feel empowered
mm-hmm.
respecting the rich heritage and culture of both worlds. Like mm-hmm. being a Filipino, British, Australian, three worlds pala.
Three worlds, diba? Yeah.
It's tough kasi when they grow older, they have different peers eh.
Exactly.
They have different mga experiences and influences.
Mm-mm.
But kailangan, wag laging 100% Filipino kasi unfair yun, diba? Hindi pwedeng, ganito ka lang pala kasi ganito kami sa Philippines.
Mm-mm.
Hindi naman na napipicture out yan eh because they grew up here.
Mm-mm.
Or they grew up in the UK as well.
Kailangan may sort of balance.
Balance. Oh. Balance is the key talaga. Para pag lumaki sila and they grew up, they can be a good example of being inclusive.
Yes.
They embrace that inclusivity
Mm-mm.
and, you know, diverse.
If your brain is at full capacity with to-dos, birthdays, dinner plans, meet Skylight Calendar. It syncs your entire family's schedule onto a sleek digital display so you focus on important things like where you left your coffee. Right now, Skylight is offering our listeners $30 off their 15-inch calendars by going to skylightcal.com/talk. Go to skylightcal.com/talk for $30 off your 15-inch calendar. That's skylightcal.com/talk.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Your work spans so many roles. No? Mm-hmm. Nurse, life coach, motivational speaker,
wow.
Master of ceremonies, di ba? Parang, kung pag-usapan natin, how did that begin?
And how do you
paano
balance?
Yeah. Oo nga.
Oo nga, natanong ko rin sarili ko. pero you know what? It began with the desire to serve, you know. The desire to serve in the church, the desire to serve my patient, and the desire to serve and empower people. Mm-hmm. Matagal ito sa Philippines pa lang. Kaya lang nung nursing ako, pag tinatanong ko, what else can you do, you know, in the future? Sabi ko, gusto ko talaga maging life coach. Mm-hmm. Siyempre tinawan ako kasi being a coach in the Philippines long time ago is a taboo.
Yes.
Akala ba, ano, basketball coach? Diba? Parang yun lang yung alam nila for coaching.
Yes.
And no one understands why. Kasi iba eh. Tsaka ang Filipino culture is, andun yung natin, hindi natin kailangan yung mga ganyan-ganyang coach-coach na ganyan, life coach. Kasi strong na tayo, we're a Christian.
Yeah.
Hindi natin kailangan ng mga ano. Kasi iba yung kanilang understanding of being a coach.
Yeah.
Akala nila counselor ka.
Mm-mm.
Or they thought that you are a therapist, na psychologist, even though I have a background of, you know, part of a major in psychology, being a nurse myself. Pero sabi ko, ang hirap kumausap ng mga tao na you're not in the same wavelength.
Mm-mm.
So I keep it to myself, and I said to my and I claim it, sabi ko, after I studied nursing and have my own experience in a way sa clinical, kasi kailangan mo yan para lumabas ka. I want to go out of the country to find myself, to find my purpose. Kaya nga nung interview dati, kaya din ako napunta din sa ibang bansa. Nursing talaga ang pinaka-passport. Ano, thank you, Lord. Naging nurse ako. Kasi kung hindi, paano ako makakalabas, di ba?
Yes.
And so, nung tinanong ako, nung interviewer, sabi niya, so, what made you decide to go to, let's say, America, to Canada, or to United Kingdom? Sabi ko, because I want to find my real purpose in life. Ha? Oh. Kasi syempre, dapat ang iisip nila, it's more on greener pasture, di ba? Sana yun na lang pala, parang mayaman ako ngayon.
Oh.
But ang sinabi ko is to find my real purpose. Pero dinagdagan ko in nursing kasi baka hindi ako tanggapin, di ba? Baka ibang, you're in a different world, di ba? Sabi ko in nursing. So anyways, natanggap naman ako.
Mm-mm.
So when I was there in the UK, kasi ang tagal nga sa America, di ba, at Canada at that time, sabi ko, bakit kaya gato ganyan? And I was able to attend yung mga Tony Robbins, mga ganun. Sabi ko, this is it eh. Kasi nag-click talaga. Ito yung gusto ko.
Oh.
You know, I want to invest. Kasi if you want to transition on something that you really love doing, you need to invest on the knowledge and skills eh, di ba?
Yes.
So sabi ko talaga, sige, nag-iipon pa lang naman ako. I just want to attend on this and that.
Mm.
And I was really... That power in me was really ignited. Sabi ko, ito na yon. This is the answer to my calling na one day, being a nurse myself would be a great foundation. Kasi we've been taught of empathy and resilience, right?
Mm.
Para, these are essential skills for us to guide others, right?
Yeah.
So, ang ganda nung ginawa ni Lord sa akin na binuon niya muna ako bilang isang nurse.
Yeah.
And with that, transitioning slowly, na nag-invest ako for my knowledge and skills, and then sabi ko, dumating yung credit crunch, sabi ko, nako, Lord, it might not happen in the UK. I don't know. They will be done. Mm-hmm. And napunta nga ako ng Australia. Hindi ako napunta ng America and Canada because it's a long wait. Nung napunta ako dito na nag-start. Yung andaming mga transitions nangyayari na, ito nga, whilst I'm still full-time nursing sa Adelaide, sabi ko, mahirap pa mag-transition as a life coach kasi I'm still building my finances, my career in Australia. I have to be very patient. Mm-hmm. You know, I have to rejig my goals, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. As I evaluate na my goal met, not mm-hmm. met, partially met. Diba? Sa nursing, tinuturoan kami niyan.
Oh.
So sabi ko, it's okay. I don't want to be disappointed mm-hmm. na after my learnings, you know, in other countries, it didn't happen here. Mm-hmm. That's fine. I'll try and adjust my being a life coach. I'll do. Yep. I'll have to transition into teaching because nursing full time. Nag part time ako to become a full time. Part time lecturer.
Mm-hmm.
So I was at UniSA at that time.
Oh.
So nagti-clinical ako at the same time. I'm teaching as well in the classroom and then clinical facilitating. So sabi ko, Lord, I am so grateful because I've been very patient. You allowed me to listen to what you want me to do, but mm-hmm. at the same time, I'm doing my part. So teamwork talaga.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying kasi ayoko nung parang, ano ba tal, Lord? Ito yung gusto ko eh.
Mm-hmm.
But because He's preparing me talaga.
Yes.
My journey talaga siya. Ang ganda yung ginawa niya. Parang mm-hmm. chacha na may mm-hmm. transition talaga.
Mm-hmm.
So nag-part-time clinical, part-time teaching and all that. Nag-enjoy ako, tapos nag-clinical teaching and everything. Parang sabi ko, wow, this is good. And every time I meet students, patients, parang nagiging life coach na rin ako kasi mm-hmm. I'm trying to build their vision.
Uh-uh.
I'm trying to ignite their potentials. Mm-hmm. And they've realized, oh my God, even the students, even my patients, parang casual talking lang,
mm-hmm.
they've realized, Lee, you know what? You've let me realize that I can maximize my potential,
mm-hmm.
that I can do this. I can't just do this because parang nagugusbumps na naman
and
ako.
And also, it comes out naturally kasi talagang nasa dugo mo
yes.
na mag-inspire.
Oh, natural eh. Oh.
Natural. So, and how do you, Lee, how do you stay grounded naman and energized na while constantly giving your energy to others kasi nga, di ba, may patients ka, mm-mm. may clients ka pa, syempre, MC ka pa. Paano, mm-mm. how do you stay grounded?
Ako naman, dahil una-una, I value my family. Kaya nga ako nag-transition kasi what do I value the most? Number one, family.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have more time with my family, right? So kaya ako to ginawa.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya sabi ko, nako, kailangan talaga yung ano ko is my family. So I want to enjoy this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure that I'm happy and grateful every time, whatever are the highs and lows on all of these talents and passion that God has given me. I want to make sure that I stay humble.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, ini-embrace ko yung purpose ko in life.
Mm-hmm.
To serve and to empower people. I go back to that. That is my why.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya no matter what's going on, may mga, you know, setbacks,
yes.
right?
Yep.
I always remember, like, why did I choose this path?
Mm-mm.
Because for my family.
Mm-mm.
Because of my purpose in life. Ginusto ko to because alam ko, nakita ko tong purpose na to.
Mm-mm.
At God was there from day one.
Mm-mm.
He gave me all the different pictures in life.
Mm-mm.
That's why I have a vision board.
Mm-mm.
And my vision board is actually adjusted.
Mm-mm.
Kasi there are goals na hindi ko na, nga, sa nursing, goal met, not met, partially met.
Uh-oh.
Yeah? Mm-mm. So I have to rejig that
Mm-mm.
and reevaluate.
Mm-mm.
And then, yun nga, lagi ko yung iniisip.
Mm.
I hold on to my whys.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Eto golden question.
Ano?
Paano binabalanse lahat?
Balance is the key.
Oh.
Learn to say no.
Ah.
You need to have your boundaries. You're not here to please people. Like, oh, I want to be popular or whatever. You have to be authentic
Mm-mm.
in what you're doing. Kasi people would feel that energy, how authentic you are. If you're on stage, whatever you're doing. If I'm on stage, I speak. I don't have script.
Mm-mm.
I speak from the heart.
Mm-mm.
I don't care what other people say. I speak from the heart. Kung out of the 10,000 people, I only touch three lives, that's a wild win for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. para sa akin, importante yon na mag-focus ka sa ganoon.
Oo.
Yung ang tawag nito, kung ano yung talaga yung pinaka-mission mo
Mm-mm.
sa buhay.
Wow.
Pwede ba naming itanong, kasi you're a coach, no? You support a lot of people, but who's coaching the coach when you need it?
Yeah, I have my own coach.
Ah.
Oh, yeah, di ba? Who's supporting
successful
you?
Successful people has coach.
Mm.
Has a coach. Kasi there's a difference between a coach and a mentor. Eh. I can be a mentor pag specialty mo, you can be a mentor. But a coach, yeah. you needed that because a coach is there from the very beginning. Eh. Diyan mo nakikita sa coaching, kung ano ba yung mga goals ko talaga?
Mm-mm.
Ano ba yung mga dapat kong alamin mga possible challenges. Paano ko ba ito i-combat? Mm-hmm. Yun ang mga conversation na coaching eh. Mm-hmm. We don't give advice because we're not therapists.
Mm-hmm.
We don't give advice, but we allow your brain cells, neuroplasticity, to rewire your brain and realize something that, oh my God, hindi lang pala ganito ang pwede kong gawin, meron pa pala.
Mm-hmm.
Then, if you wanna be a nurse one day, I can mentor you. But kung gusto mag-business, I do business coaching, right? Gusto mag-business, mag-franchise, I will give you to the right people. Who can help you with the franchising because they can mentor you.
Oh.
But I've allowed yourself, you know, to realize that you can maximize your potential. So ang ganda ng conversation pagka nagko-coaching eh. And you allow yourself to understand what do you value the most. Kaya nga, when I stay grounded, I always go back to ang dami kong na-inspire na tao, diba? I stay grounded as well because alam ko na purpose ko to.
Mm-mm.
My purpose is to serve and empower people no matter what happens. So, every success na nakikita ko sa mga tao na kino-coach ko, whether I mentor them or coach them, and they know the difference, right?
Mm-mm.
Pagka nagko-coaching kami, they don't ask for an advice. Pero pag mentor nila ako because it's my specialty, then I give advice, they ask for advice, whatever. Pero pag nakita ko talaga na they know the sacrifice is there, sacrifice a little, the success they're after, yung success nila is my success as well.
Mm.
Parang I feel
ang
good.
Ang sarap ng feeling.
Oo, kaya it helped me stay grounded.
Do you also coach your children?
I do. Yeah. Pero mahirap mag-coach ng kapamilya and relative. Kasi there's familiarity eh.
Yes.
Diba? It's really hard. But you know what? It takes a lot of siguro time for them to realize. Lalo pag mga anak ko mismo, dahil mga teenagers yung dalawa, isa is 6 years old after 13 years, diba? Made in Australia and dalawa made in the UK. Magkaiba yung tubig eh.
Kaya ganun.
Okay.
So nakikita nila na, wow, mom is really focused on her vision to empower people through life coaching, through motivational speaking, even being an MC, being a teacher, educator.
Mm-mm.
Kahit iba-ibang hats ni mom, she stay grounded, she stay focused on what she wants to do in life and loving and enjoying what she's doing. Mm-mm. Nakita nila yan. I was an inspiration. Kaya mas effective yung pag-uusap ngayon. Hindi kagayan dati na hindi lang naintindihan bakit. Well, she's doing this and that.
Oh.
But now, when I say I'm gonna be a motivational leader, they ask, mom, which one? You know? And they say, mom, good luck and you got this, mom. We're here for you. You know? Uh-oh. It's nice because even now that they have choices on careers and everything, so I can be a career coach to them because I'm a success coach, right? Part of my life coaching really is yung pinaka foundation success coaching. Success coaching is career coaching, transition to anything, relationship ba, transition to a different country, career, or anything that you want to transition. So nakita na mga anak ko yan, yung mga kino-coach ko online. Mas maraming online ngayon eh, kasi I coach in different countries as well. Tsaka mga face-to-face, nakita nila na, wow, if mom can do that, I can do that as well. And I make sure that I will love what I'm doing. At tinuruan ko sa na hindi kailangan na yung kagaya sa third world country na kailangan mo maging nurse, maging doctor, maging attorney, ganyan. I don't teach them like that. You are in a rich country, Western country, self-actualize. Kasi your passion will meet your purpose. Your passion will help you go a long way. Kasi you love what you're doing eh. Diba? Kasi kung nandyan ka lang to earn money.
You're never gonna be
Your life evolves with your work.
Yes.
Pero pag passion mo, your work, whatever you're doing, evolves with your life.
There's a spark.
You're enjoying what you're doing and you have time for your kids. That's why, even for the family. Kaya nga sabi ko sa inyo, bago ako napunta sa ganito, I wrote down what I value the most. Importante yun for self-awareness. Inuna ko talaga family. Pinakalas yung money. Kasi pag na-balance mo lahat yun, your money will attract na eh.
Greatest lesson mo so far as a mother?
Magandang tanong yan. Love is the greatest lesson. Love unconditionally. And never give up whatever happens in life. Whether with your family or on your own. You know, when you choose something, panindigan mo. Be responsible, accountable.
Oo.
And you know, even if the world says stop, in every adversity, focus on the wisdom, the opportunity, mm-hmm. and your purpose, you yeah. know? Importante yon, so that you keep going.
Wow, amazing. At ito naman, para sa mga kababayan natin, kasi para sa iba, no? Parang napaka-foreign na word yung life coach. Ano ba yung life coach? Paano ba sila magpapa-life coach? Pwede mo bang i-share?
That's a good question. Actually, I was approached last time how, because they've actually seen me in all my social medias. So I have social media on Facebook as Motivationally, mm-hmm. same in Instagram, and have a YouTube channel as well. And I have a website called www.motivationally.com. That's L-E-E. Okay. Isang L-E-E. Mm-hmm. Now, I normally do free assessment. As a nurse, you know, we do assess.
Yeah.
Kailangan mo talaga ng coaching o kailangan mo ng mentorship o kailangan mo ng therapy. Kasi not all people are into the coaching session. Mm-hmm. Some of them has already trauma inside. Mm-hmm. So they need to be healed first and then. Mm-hmm. I have lots of patients. I have lots of clients na had PTSD. Mm-mm. So ang ginawa ko muna dati was to contact my other network of friends who are therapists.
At curious lang tuloy ako ano Claudette, no? Where do you get the inspiration then? She did mention she talks to like the therapists and friends, no? Mm-hmm. So a big network of people din, di ba?
Oh yes, inspiration is yung mga like si Tony Robbins, Simon Sinek, and myself. Yung parang, you know, whenever I approach patient or even non-patient outside of my work, parang merong connection. You know that law of energy? Kasi nga, authenticity bridge longevity. Eh. When they feel that you are authentic in what you do and what you speak, you know, you speak from the heart, parang they become as well empowered. Eh. Kaya nga sa coaching ko, I do free assessment.
Mm-mm.
Para makita ko na, do you really need me? Kasi magsisimula, ang coaching kasi is more on goal setting. Eh. Goal setting and what are your whys, what are the challenges and everything. So, kailangan kasi maintindihan mo yan.
Mm-mm.
Kasi hindi pwedeng, ay gusto ko talaga mag-business, gusto ko maging, ano ba, gusto ko mag-restaurant for example.
Uh-oh.
Pero hindi pala yan ang goal mo talaga.
Uh-oh.
So, sinayang mo yung ginawa mo, sinaya mo lahat, di ba? Yung pera and everything. So you start from beginning. Where do I start? Ano ba talaga ang purpose ko sa buhay? That's what we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And as well as, ano pa yung mga dapat mong mga value, binavalue? Basta marami yan.
Mm-hmm.
Doon ko nalaman na, you don't need me at this time, but maybe come back in a month's time. Ito munang kailangan mo. Kailangan mo ng ganito, therapy and everything para mas maintindihan mo bakit yung nag-goal setting. Kasi ang iba kasi, nagmamadali.
Mm-mm.
They want to move up to number 10 Mm-mm. instead of zero, okay. Even negative zero.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Kaya yung goal talaga is very important and otherwise. Oh. Yun yung nagsisimula lahat.
Dahil Mother's Day, no? At bilang isang Filipino mom, di ba? Ito eh, meron tayong game. Wala namang maling sagot, no?
Mm-mm.
Pero multiple choice siya. It's a complete the line. Ika nga, buuin.
Kaya mo yan?
Statement. Okay, first na tayo ha. Ito madalas nating naririnig. Okay. Pag may tiyaga, blank. A, may pera. So pag may tiyaga, may pera. Or B, may nilaga. Or C, may ginhawa. Ano ba ang para sa'yo?
May ginhawa. Alam ko may nilaga, yun ang hinaan, di ba? May ginhawa. Kung hindi ka nagtiyaga, ano yung magiging outcome, di ba?
Tama naman. Ano? Next. Iba kasi may handaan. Parang may next question.
May pera.
Ayan. And ako, ito. Anong paborito mong linya? Anong madalas na linya ng nanay kapag nagagalit siya, lalo na sa mga chikiting? A, bahala ka sa buhay mo. Ayan. Letter B, ilang beses ko bang sasabihin yan? Paulit-ulit ako. Ayan yung sinasabi. Or C, kunin mo nga yung chinelas. Nako, medyo
ganun ano yun. Alin ka dyan?
Alin ka dyan?
Pwede ako sa A, pero ang inaano ko sa mga anak ko, sa ko, ay, ambot sa inyo. Ambot sa A mo, oy.
Ewan ko sa inyo.
Ewan ko sa inyo. Bahala ka dyan. Diba? Ganyan.
Third question, last na to. Ha?
Okay.
Ano ang pambansang handa ni nanay niluluto kapag may... O kahit walang okasyon, ano daw ang paboritong lutuin? Ayan.
Yes.
A, sa'yo, lumpiang Shanghai. Okay? Letter B, pansit. Or letter D, matamis na spaghetti na may hotdog.
Ayan. Nako, ang ganda ng tanong mo. Hindi kasi ako nagluluto. My husband is a chef.
Ito.
I only eat. So whatever.
Chef pala si Hobby. So chef pala.
Pero pwede rin akong pumili. Mahilig sa spaghetti.
Spaghetti na may
hotdog. Tsaka yung Shanghai.
Lumpia.
Shanghai.
Pero wala kang talagang laging yung niluluto para sa kanila. pabalik-balik. Alam mo,
guilty talaga ako. Yung asawa ko talaga yung nagluluto. But I bake. I bake.
Because
I love sweets eh. Anything na healthy. Kaya mga low carb, something. Pwede rin hindi healthy. Mga, ngayon kasi so I'm busy, hindi ako masyado. Pero mga cookies, ganyan, cakes, yan. But I'm more on the low carb. Pag ako
healthy.
Pag ako ang nag-ano. Yung nga sa bahay, may balance, di ba? Balance is the key.
Exactly.
Talagang literal, no?
Pero Lee, thank you so much for sharing your story here with us on SBS.
No
It's
problem.
Very refreshing. At kami mismo din, maraming natutunan from you. Sana makabalik ka. At saan kanila pwedeng sundan?
Oo nga pala. Please follow me on all my social medias. On Facebook, Motivationally, and also Instagram. Sa TikTok medyo nag-aaral pa ako sa TikTok, pero meron din yung sa TikTok. So Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube channel. I have podcast as well, which is The Frontier. We're trying to inspire people and empower people as well when it comes to their experiences sa mga guests ko rin sa podcast and vodcast. And also visit my website once again on www.motivationally.com. and one more thing before I go, to all the mothers out there, or even the fathers as well. Isama na natin sila. Mahal natin ng mga
tatay.
Mga tatay din. That in every setback is a setup for a greater comeback. So keep going. And God is good all the time.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.